Waarom is Radio Mi Amigo van golflengte veranderd? Een vraag die Hugo Meulenhof voorlegde aan hoofdtechnicus Peter Chicago.
Well, there's a few reasons why we're changing. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons is that we've had complaints from Switzerland, from Barrowminster.
Yeah, the same problem as Veronica had, I remember.
And we've had to reduce power slightly to avoid interference with the Swiss radio station. And there is another problem as well. Capital Radio in London is very close to the frequency which Mi Amigo has been using.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another reason why we've had to reduce the power a little bit.
There was a lot of failing in the winter time and also in the autumn on 192. Is that something which we will not expect on 212? Or?
Well, I hope it's going to be a big improvement.
Yeah.
I think it should make quite a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And the frequency that we are going to use is quite a clear channel.
Are there any other stations on 212 broadcasting at this particular moment?
Well, there's always radio stations operating on every frequency, but there are no local stations operating on that frequency.
I suppose you had a lot of preparation before doing the changements. Can you explain what you exactly did, generators and transmitters?
Well, the main problem is to measure the impedance of the aerial, that is the resistance which it shows at the operating frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know that, you can make the calculations which enable you to adjust the tuning for another frequency.